You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, bringing you another podcast. This podcast, I'm going to discuss about an app called Purify. It's P-U-R-I-F-Y. Purify is a ad blocker that you can download and add on to your Safari, which will then allow you to block ads, trackers, cookies, images, all sorts of things you can block. Very much, if you're familiar with, let's just say on the desktop, I use Adblocker, Adblock, Ghostries. There's a lot of them out there that will do the same thing that you've seen on the desktop. But now, the feature is available in iOS 9 that allows you to download these different kind of apps that allows you to do the same thing, which is a great option and new feature. I picked Purify for several reasons. I just done a podcast on Peace, which was my number one choice, but sadly, the developer has changed his mind and have pulled it. So my second best choice was Purify for a number of reasons. And the first reason is there's been a lot of rave reviews about Purify itself and how it can does the job of blocking things. I mean, there's a lot of algorithm out there that what makes a good blocker to be a good blocker. There's a dime a dozen now of blockers out there now. We got Bear Block, we got One Blocker, we got Blocker, we got Crystal, we got Scientium, I think it was called. There's a bunch out there. And I tried a lot of those, but Purify was still my favorite one. Just because it was a perfect fit for me and a better choice, I thought, for what it does for the value of the app. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and just get into how Purify works and what you do to activate it and such and such. Okay, the first thing you do when you download Purify for the first time, it's not activated because it has to be added into Safari as an extension to make this work. And it's very simple. And what you do is step one, I need you to go to the Apple settings. And from Apple settings, you're going to swipe to the right until we get all the way down until we get to
Safari.
Safari. What? Once you get to Safari, we're going to go ahead and double tap on Safari.
Set.
And then we're going to swipe down until we get to something called content blocking.
Safari. Search. Search engine. Search engine suggest. Safari suggestion. Quick website search. Preload topic. About search and privacy. General. Heading. Passwords. Autofill. Frequently visited site. Favorites. Open links. Blocked pop-ups. On. Content blockers. One.
There it is. Content blocker. And it says one because I've already activated Purify. But for you, it'll just say content blocker. What you do at this point, you just double tap on the content
Safari.
Blocker.
Back button.
And we're going to swipe to the right.
Content blocker. Allow these content blockers. Heading Purify on.
And
double
go ahead and swipe to the right until you hear Purify. In your case, it'll be off. And what you do is a one-finger double tap to turn this on. Bop, bop. And once you've done that and it's turned on, now you can use Purify within Safari. Okay, so once you got the settings done, we're going to go into the actual app itself.
Games folder to Purify.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
There's Purify. I'm going to go ahead and double tap open it.
Purify. Edit. Button.
Okay. This is a really, really simple app. Very accessible. There's not much to show you. There are two tabs on the bottom. The left side on the bottom left.
Info. Tab. One of two.
Is the info. And the bottom right.
Selected. Preferences.
Is
tab.
The preferences.
Two of two.
And as you can hear, preferences is now selected. So let me show you what I have in preferences for right now. So we'll go to the top here.
www.appreferences. Back button.
Okay.
Preferences. Here. Preferences. Heading.
There we go. The preferencing heading will come up here as I swipe to the right.
Enable / disable blocking for. Heading.
All right. So there comes the option. So you have the default option to enable on or off. So as I swipe to the right.
Ads and tracking. Switch button. On.
So we
double
can,
tap to toggle
setting. If you want to block the ad tracker cookies, you can go ahead and double tap, and this will be set to on. Now, they offer a few other options as I swipe to the right.
Block resources with these file types. Heading.
Okay, now we can get into particular types additionally to the ads and trackers. So, let's see what we got here.
Images. Switch button. On.
Images.
Double tap to toggle setting.
This is kind of a nice feature because now I can block all the images because that will definitely speed up your browsing right there alone. And obviously, with the ad tracker, your surfing experience is going to be much faster just because you're loading less things to see on the page. And it's going to make things a lot easier to kind of navigate through the page itself without all the nonsense things that we don't need to have on there. And so, not just with the ad tracking and those stuff, but the images as well. So, this is great for us folks that don't have the eyes to be able to see the website. So, we really don't need the images. So, I like this option to turn on.
Scripts. Switch button. Off.
You can turn off scripts if you want. I turn this off for a number of reasons. A lot of sites won't work correctly without the scripts running. And so, because of that, I keep it on. It makes sense if I were on a desktop. I don't want the scripts to be running because it would load up malicious things sometimes. But I have not seen any malicious things by scripts that would load unwanted things. But it also would show up. It's kind of catch 22 because there's going to be times where it will load scripts up for ads too. So this would eliminate more things to block, but it also will suffer the consequences of legit sites that's trying to run certain scripts to make your life a little easier to navigate. So I have this turned off.
Fonts, switch button on.
Okay, here's another
double
good
tap
one.
To toggle setting.
You know, loading fonts can be pretty intensive and unnecessary for us once again because fonts isn't going to make any difference to us, and in what we hear in VoiceOver isn't going to make any difference. So if it's going to speed up the process of how we load up the page and view things, I definitely will turn this on. I'm going to swipe to the right.
For even more aggressive blocking, you can additionally block whole resource types you find non-essential.
So that just basically means that we were able to block more items than what the previous ad tracker was able to give us. So they gave us a few types to be more aggressive.
Personalization. Heading.
All right, now, here comes the whitelist.
Whitelisted sites. Button.
And what I'm doing is I'm swiping to the right, and now we are to the whitelisted button. This is all the sites you have whitelisted. With what the whitelist means for those that do not are not familiar with this, when you put a website on a whitelist, that means that this is an exception that I don't want to block anything within this site. I trust this site, and I want to see the full contents, images, and everything within this site. So you would go ahead and add that. So I have one in here. I'll double tap on this.
Back button.
Show you what it looks like. As I swipe to the right, the back button's at the top left.
Whitelisted sites. Heading.
All right. Swipe to the right.
Edit button.
We have the edit box at the top right. Obviously, it allows you to delete websites and such as we see down below here. As I swipe to the right.
www.applevice.com.
So as you can see here.
Options available.
I have added applevis.com to my exception list, whitelist, without it being blocked of anything in this site. I want to see it as is, unrestricted. Now, if you were to want to remove this, it's very simple. You just flick up.
Delete.
I'm going to go ahead and do a delete because I'm going to show you how to add this to a whitelist the easy roundabout way. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap this.
Empty list.
All right, so what I've done is I flick up, and I hit the double tap on delete, and now applevis.com was removed. Okay, now let's go back and continue with the Purify app review here, and then I'll show you how you can whitelist it from Safari itself. So let's go back to the top left.
Preferences, back button.
Okay.
Whitelisted sites.
All right.
Info, tab, one of two.
Once you get past the whitelist area, now you're back to the bottom left-hand corner of the info button. Info, there's really not much in here that we would use or find it useful. When I double tap on
selected
info,
tab,
I'll go to the top here.
Purify is currently configured to block. Heading.
And it's just going to give you information about Purify.
Ads and tracking.
Right now, it's showing me what I have selected on within the preferences. So the ad tracking is set to on. If nothing is set, it will only show blank in here. So it's not going to show you anything that's not blocked. So I have ad tracking.
Images. Dimmed.
Images.
Fonts.
Dimmed. And the fonts.
Need help? Heading.
And if you need help.
Replay tutorial.
There's a tutorial. It's not... No, I don't think this part is very accessible, which is the only area that is not very helpful. So, but really, there, as you can see, there's not much in here to really do tutorial. Okay.
You're all set. Just make sure you have Purify enabled in Safari settings as shown in the tutorial.
Okay. So.
Thanks for using Purify V1.0.
And it tells you the version.
Selected. Info.
And then we're back at the info. Pretty simple. All right, so that is Purify as an app. Now let's show you how to add things to a whitelist and how to add that exception, or I should say extension to Safari so you would be able to see the Purify whitelist button, okay? Within Safari, that is.
Home. Purify.
Okay, I'm going to go to Safari.
Dock. Safari. Double tap. Safari. Search. Button. End. Search.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to double tap on the top here.
Address, atlevis.com.
So I am at the AppleVis site now.
Search, button, welcome to AppleVis, heading level 1.
So once you have surfed to AppleVis itself, first thing you need to do is turn on the extension. And then once the extension is turned on, you'll never have to do this option again. So let me show you how to add the extension. Right above the home button should be a share button.
AppleVis strives to share.
There button. It is. Go ahead and do a one finger double tap on share.
Search, search, button, reminders, button.
And I'm going to swipe to the right.
Double notes, Twitter.
Button. Keep swiping.
Save PDF to iMore button. Purify whitelist.
There's
button.
My Purify whitelist. It's on
double
there
tap,
because
hold.
I have Wait. Already activated. But for you, you would pass the first more section. And get to the second section.
Add bookmark. Add to reading list. Add to home screen. Copy. Button.
These
drag
things.
Able. Print. Button. Add to favorites. Add to shared links. Add to news. Find on page. Button. Request desktop site. Button. More. Button.
There it is. So go to the second more.
Cancel.
Double tap
button.
That.
Activities. Search. Button.
And I'm going
to
swipe
search.
To the right.
Welcome to AppleVis. A community-powered website for blind. Add bookmark.
Oh, whoops.
Purify. Whitelist.
There it is.
Done. Button.
Okay, so now we are at the more area.
Activities, heading.
And I'll say activities, headings. Now, as I swipe to the right,
done.
The button. Done button's at the top right.
Purify, whitelist.
You're going to keep swiping until you get to the Purify whitelist. And for me, it's right at the top because I rearranged it. But just keep swiping, swiping, swiping until you find Purify whitelist.
Purify, whitelist. Switch button, on.
And you just swipe
double
one more to the right. It allows you to turn that option on. Now, you may ask me, how did I rearrange that? It's pretty easy. Once you get past the option where you can turn this on.
Reorder Purify, whitelist, button, track
I just double tap that hold.
Double tap and hold, wait for.
And then move it up the list. And so it's the first thing on my list, so I can get access it to quicker. So this is how you turn that extension on. So once the extension is on.
Done. Button.
We'll go ahead and hit done.
Search button and message button mail button.
Now,
trackable.
The share button
double
is still up.
Reminders, but notes, Twitter, but save PDF to up more, but purify whitelist button.
There you go.
Draggable.
Now we are wait. Able to see the Purify whitelist on our extension under share. So I'm going to go ahead and whitelist AppleVis now. I'm going to do this one finger double tap.
Select skip to main content and pick done.
Okay, we have just added AppleVis to our whitelist. So, as I mentioned, what does it do? It puts it into a whitelist. It gives an exception to tell Purify do not purify anything on this website. So do not cut out the images, scripts, fonts, and any kind of ads or and stuff like that. The reason I put this mention in here is. Not only do you want to put sites that you really trust into the whitelist, which is something you should do, if you want a better total experience of what it's meant to be. However, there are going to be some sites that will reject what you're ad blocking, because somehow they are able to determine that, hey, I noticed you have an ad blocker. If you would like to see this website, you're going to have to turn this off. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of weird. But, you know, a lot of these sites, they got to make money. And their money is by through the ads revenues and within the pages. So some sites are going to say, we noticed you have this on. We need you to turn it off. Unfortunately, you're going to have to put those into the whitelist and put them in exception in order to be able to see that the site. Now, there are not very many of those, so I would say more sites than will not have any problem when you use the Purify. So have no fear about that. There are a handful that will come across that, but I just want to let you know that could happen and what to do to get out of that position. Okay, so that is pretty much Safari and how to use extension. Once I've added the Purify whitelist to AppleViz, if you go back to Purify,
double tap to open,
and I go to Purify, the info, preferences, which
tab,
is at the bottom right hand corner.
Tab.
Now I'm going to swipe until I get down to the whitelist.
Selected for even more aggressive blocking fonts, for even more personalization. Whitelisted sites button.
Okay, now as soon as you double tap on the Purify whitelist, you will now get an option on the screen.
www.applevice.com.
Okay.
Button.
So it gives us the site itself. So this is www.applevice.com, and it's set to off. So we're going to go double tap to put it on.
On.
Okay. So once you have this on, it's going to now add it to the whitelist.
Enable/disable whitelisting for this site. Enable
That's
slash
pretty
disable
much it. So let's go
site.
Back up.
Done. Button.
Top left, which has got the done.
Skip to main content. In page link. Welcome to AppleViz. Heading level 1. Main.
Landmark. Okay. So we have just now placed AppleViz on the whitelist. This will give you a full experience of what the site was meant to have and to see everything. So once again, what this does is that when you put the site on a whitelist, it tells Purify to do not purify this site. So it puts in an exception. Do not take out the images, scripts, fonts, and ad tracking, anything like that. And so it gives you the way it was meant to be seen. Now, the reason I'm showing you the whitelist and how to do this from Safari is because it's going to be essential at times. Very few, very, 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 very few. So keep that as a grain of salt. It's very few sites that do, even on the desktop, you may have seen sites, or if you've never seen it, what happens is that it'll notice that, hey, I notice you're blocking our ads. I need you to turn those back on before we'll allow you to the site. And, you know, a lot of these sites, they gain revenue by these ads, so they got to make money for the sites, and which I get. So it's a catch-22 because you never know if they're trying to send you a site that's malicious or whatever. So use common sense what sites you're at, and if it's something that's legit and it's blocking you and you want to be able to see the site, you will have to put them on the whitelist to be able to experience their site, so you're not going to be able to filter the ads out and such on certain sites. It's very few, but more times than not, they will always allow you to strip the ads and stuff. So you're going to see a lot of sites that won't have a problem with Purify. So keep that in mind. All right, so once you've added AppleViz to the exception list, this will now show up in Purify. So we're pretty much done with Safari. Let's go back into Purify.
Purify.
And I'm going to go back.
Back button.
And I'm going to go down to the Preferences tab.
Selected. Preferences.
Okay, so Preferences is already double-tapped on the bottom right. We're going to go back to the top of Preferences, and we're going to go down until we find that whitelist button that we've seen before.
Ads and tracking. Block resource. Images.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Fonts. For even more aggressive block. Personalization. Whitelisted sites. button.
There it is. So you got the whitelisted site. So I'm going to double tap on this.
Preferences. Back button.
And now you're going to see the exact same thing we've just seen in earlier in my podcast here.
Whitelisted sites. Edit. Button.
I'm swiping to the right.
www.applevice.com.
So you're now able to see what you have whitelisted, and any time that you want to temporarily whitelist something, you can just add it to it and then just go back and then remove it if you want to do so. So it's pretty easy to go back and delete out what you whitelisted. Okay, well, that's going to do for Purify Podcast. I hope that will make a lot of sense. And for those that listened to my earlier piece of podcast, I apologize, but the developer decided to pull the app within 2 days of release, which was one of my favorite and to go to. But have no fear, there's been a lot of good rave review. Believe it or not, a lot of sites have been marking Purify as the best, number one. There's a good article. I put it on the app entry page at AppleVis, so go there and check it out. There's an article. You can read it, and you can see what it does and the differences between the different blockers. But for me, I really like how Purify works. It's very accessible, and it works great. It loads the pages fast, trims things up, makes my surfing a lot easier. So if you're a heavy user of surfing, I would highly recommend Purify for your daily activity, for your surfing. Anyway, that's going to do for me. My name is Thomas Domville. Until next time, God bless and take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.